Former Calgary Stampeder, member of the Philadelphia Eagles. He is Alex Singleton, who, yes, 7:06 a.m. Sorry, Alex. Sorry, you have to, did you have to set the alarm?
On a Monday. On a Monday, yes.
I know, right?
I did set the alarm.
Yeah. You're welcome. You know, we got to keep you out there. We don't want you to, your career is in, is just, it's on fire. You're rolling, but we need to, we don't want you getting out of the public eye. So we're doing what we can. How are things down in California?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They're good. They're good. The family's all locked in together, which is kind of nice. We haven't all been together for longer than a week, probably since Christmas 2 or 3 years ago. So it's pretty nice to all be here.
Yeah. So how many, what do we got? How many people under the one roof?
Six.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's nice. It feels like that's a bit excessive though, right? Like four might be four might be the number, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's a lot different than when we were like 12 living here. We're all big now. It's different.
A lot of room.
Yeah. It's not the same. Yeah. We can't really all eat at the table anymore. It's different.
So where exactly are you?
Thousand Oaks.
Good stuff. So yep. You're needing to stay in shape. I know you'll be working out every day. What are the workouts look like? What's a day to day for Alex Singleton right now?
Yeah, so usually wake up in about another hour. I'm 8 a.m. Just, you know, you're in a little sleeping during quarantine. There's no reason to get up too early.
No.
Usually, you know, breakfast, and then thankfully my dad has put together a pretty good garage setup over the last few years because he doesn't like going to gyms. So we've pretty much got everything, which is pretty sweet. So I, you know, the facility that I come home to train at, and that's the reason I come back to California, is to train at a place called Proactive, and they just send over some workouts because they got fully shut down. So I just do those by myself, and then, that's really it for the day. Then hang out with the family and, you know, just pass the time.
The days get long, though, don't they? Because I've got three kids. There's five of us in here, and I'm with you. At the start, it was nice to spend some time together that you ordinarily wouldn't have. Life gets so busy. Everyone's got so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, hey, we got, this is nice. We can watch some movies. We'll pop some popcorn. It's like, I'm done with movies. I'm kind of done with popcorn. It's all it's all kind of starting to get to be a bit much. Is it puzzles? Is it board games? Is it movies? What's the go-to?
Oh, it's been everything. I think week one, we brought out the Wii, the old Wii we used to use. My brother had a PS2 hiding in his closet that we've used. Puzzles. My mom actually got the Christmas box down because in the Christmas box there was like 15 puzzles.
Yeah.
So now we're doing Christmas puzzles for Easter, I guess. Holidays don't matter anymore. We're just celebrating everything.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, you know, everything's blending together. But yeah, movies. I started the Avengers from the very beginning, and I'm watching them. And so instead of when they came out, I'm watching them in chronological order right now. So when you're supposed to watch them, which
that's
has
a
been
good
pretty
idea, man.
That's been nice. Yeah, that's
nice
because it's 2.5 hours every night.
That's right. And a few of those kind of slipped through my fingers. I've seen a few of them, but I haven't seen all of them. That is a very good idea. Very solid.
Me either. I hadn't seen them all either. And watching them every night, you're like, oh, this makes a lot more sense why people like these.
Yeah. I've been enjoying them.
They've been good. So I recommend that.
My kids are totally into it. And then I'd watch one and I'd be like, when's Batman show up? And then, Dad, there's no Batman. Where's Spider-Man? There's no Dad. So yeah, I'll have some support there. I remember we were talking to you. This was years ago. I think we had you on the phone and we were doing like a 20 questions thing. I'm not sure if Bo was on at the same time. And I asked you what your favorite NFL team was. And at the time you said, none of them. You were bitter. You were sour at the NFL. You'd kind of dipped your toe in, and it was like, screw you, NFL. I'm a Stampeder. Get the hell out of here. I'm guessing you could answer that question a little bit differently now as you it's kind of a – we always talk about for kids, don't give up the dream. Keep working. Don't give up. And even though you were bitter, it was still in your heart. How did it all kind of come together for you as you come to Calgary – you play in the CFL, and then that NFL dream comes back into focus for you.
Yeah, you know, having that opportunity was huge last year after we'd obviously won the Grey Cup and kind of wrapping that all up pretty nicely in Calgary. Then it was kind of, you know, contract up, you know, being just 25 is a good opportunity to see what was out there. And if not, you know, obviously would sign in Calgary and kind of hopefully play there for the next 10 years. But it was, you know, time to go see what the NFL had to offer. So I did a few workouts through December. And obviously one of them happened to be with the Eagles. So eventually, you know, when it came down to it in January, they offered a contract that I liked. I liked the situation. And it was kind of the decision was there to go. You know, the CFL will be there. You know, obviously being Canadian and having established myself and everything, it was kind of, it's either go take your chance now or never. So it was kind of nice to have that and to be able to, you know, come down to Philly and play this last season. You know, it's kind of all worked out till this point.
Yeah, because Bo had opportunities and maybe it didn't, obviously, and I know Mark and Michelle also went down to Philadelphia. Was it a hard decision or was it one of those ones where it all kind of made sense and it was a no-brainer?
It was super hard for me. You know, I don't think going originally was, because I think, you know, it's kind of, you know, the right opportunity. You know, you should take it. I talked to Dave a bunch. I talked to Huff a bunch. I talked to, you know, a lot of the coaches, Coach Monson, Brent Monson, all those guys. And it was kind of like, yeah, go. You know, I think the hardest time was after camp when I was released to sign either practice squad or to come back to Calgary. That was probably the toughest time.
Yeah,
I ended up having to get. Well, I originally told the Eagles no. I was like, I'm going to go back, and they kind of matched. They kind of guaranteed me the full season.
Yeah.
To stay, so I was kind of like, okay, they're telling me I'm going to play. So I decided, obviously, if I wasn't, you know, there was only I think 8 weeks left in the CFL season, and obviously we were just starting. So I kind of said, you know what, if this doesn't work for, you know, in 8 weeks, if they don't bring me up, yeah, I'll be sad. But also, there'll still be 10 more weeks in the NFL season to play. When if I leave, and let's say week one, I know a guy gets hurt, and I would have been playing week two, I would be pretty upset. You know, so yeah. Just kind of stick it out this year. And then if I don't play for 17 weeks, then I can, you know, just go back to Canada. You know, it wasn't the end of the world. And at the same time, I talked to Dave and Huff a ton, you know, so I knew, and they knew that it was going to be a decision I was making, you know, kind of with everybody. I wasn't just doing it on my own.
And as it turned out, you take the practice roster spot. How many weeks was it before you got in?
Six.
Yeah.
So it ended up being six, and then then we were in Dallas, and I was playing. So it was pretty cool.
Okay, so walk me. So you never want guys getting hurt, but again, injuries mean opportunities. You know you're getting in. It's Dallas. Come on, right? Walk me through that week when you know what's that week like, and then just anything, any kind of little details you have leading up to kickoff of that game.
Yeah, well, and thankfully it wasn't. No one got hurt. They actually released two linebackers, who weren't doing their job, which was kind of even better. You know, it wasn't like you were hoping that, you know, one of the guys you really liked tore his ACL or something. So it was, they let him go. And kind of on Tuesday, they're like, hey, you're playing this week. And it's like, all right, well, sweet. And luckily in the NFL, not a lot of things change in practice if that happens. You're still taking reps on special teams. You're still doing, you know, a lot of the scout offense and defense because there's only so many guys out there. There's only about 63, 64 guys practicing at a time. So everyone's kind of doing everything. Unless you're a star, then you're only doing your job. And so throughout the week, you know, you're just preparing. You're watching, you know, a little more film instead of being on practice squad. But then, Saturday we traveled to Dallas. And, you know, we show up at the hotel and it was, you know, like a Grey Cup week. You know, the Eagles playing in Dallas is huge for anything. And we got to the hotel and there was so much security. There were so many fans for both teams. There was Eagle fans and Dallas fans. And so that was pretty cool. And then you went upstairs and you got to do, you know, because it was a Sunday night game. So we got to everybody who hadn't played on NBC yet had to go up and do the, like, you had to say where you went to college and your name,
right,
which
yeah.
I thought was pretty cool. Not that I was going to start, but, you know, they have everybody filmed for it. So that was pretty cool to be able to do. And then, obviously, Jerry World is nothing cooler than playing there. And it was actually pretty cool because the opening kickoff, I was on KOR standing like right on the middle of a star, right on the 50, which that was pretty cool. And then after that, it was just football.
I guess it would be, but still, being on the star, did you ever think?
That was a pretty sweet start.
Yeah, there had to have been times, though, man, because we all get into the depths and our confidence level goes down, our self-esteem goes down, when you probably felt like that would never come. How much did you have to go inside and just kind of, okay, this is great, yeah, this is a big deal, you remember this for the rest of your life, you'll tell your kids about it, but it's time to play football. Do you remember walking on the field? Do you remember that kind of that moment and having to kind of almost pinch yourself, but then, like you say, get ready for the kickoff?
You know, I think luckily having to bounce around and, like you said, hating the NFL for a long time and just kind of, you know, being over it and not really caring and, you know, coming to Canada and doing what I did, you know, playing in Grey Cups and doing all that, it kind of definitely made it a lot easier just to be like, it's just football again.
Yeah.
You know, so never had that huge this year. I think that was kind of the one moment was, you know, staying in the middle, you know, on the star in Dallas as an Eagle. You know, as a hated human,
yeah,
was one of them. And then obviously the playoff game this year, you know, kind of the same thing, obviously, you know, in Philly against Seattle. And then, you know, we start on KOR again, which is pretty cool. And then starting right on the middle of the 50 and, you know, in Philly, the fans are wild. So it gets pretty crazy before games. So those two moments were probably the biggest, like, oh, this is pretty sweet.
Alex Singleton of the Philadelphia Eagles, our guest here on Boomer in the Morning. Will.
Alex, I'm just curious, just going back to the CFL time, and maybe it's easy to answer now in hindsight, and maybe you don't even know the answer, but I'm curious your thoughts if you didn't play for like a successful franchise like Calgary. Obviously, you had a ton of individual success. That puts you on the map. But do you think there was a benefit playing for the Stampeders and going to multiple Grey Cups?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, just the stories that I've heard from people around the CFL, just how different organizations are ran, how, you know, things go on. You know, like when I first got in the CFL, Toronto and Montreal were busing to practice. They were changing and showering and portables, and they still might to an extent. And so just how professional Calgary was and how easy it was to stay professional in Calgary helped a ton. You know, being able to play, like the Grey Cups, you know, getting to play in three Grey Cups in 3 years, you know, there's no bigger stage. You go for a week, you know, with all that stuff you do, pretty much all the media in the world, you know, it's all those little things are just, you know, huge things that you only get to do in Calgary. You know, I talked to Brandon Smith the other day, and we, you know, we were just talking about it all, and he was like, damn, man, it's crazy, you know, they might not have a season, you know, and all that stuff, and, he, you know, just kind of reminiscing on it, and, you know, just how much he was like, man, I wouldn't have gone anywhere else, you know, there's nowhere else you want to once you learn about all the other places, and I was like, man, it's the same thing I thought. I was like, I don't think I'd have the love and, you know, just all that you have when you play in Calgary, and so it's definitely the best place to be.
Any cool stories you can share us about your head coach, Doug Peterson?
Oh, man, the ice cream. I'm a huge ice cream guy, like big-time ice cream guy. So I know that, like, viral video a few years ago about him being like, all right, let's go get some ice cream. All right, let's go get some ice cream. It's 100% true. And so at home games, we have these bowls for salad that are pretty big. I think you could put about – I think we made a 5 or 6 scoop sundae because Saturday night's the only night that I get the ice cream. So I go pretty hard. I think it's about 5 or 6 scoops I usually get. But when we go on the road, the hotels we'd stay at would only have like coffee cups or the people from our facility would just bring cup, you know, like a 24-ounce cup, which you can only fit 3 or 4 scoops in there. So now, you know, we're cutting 2 scoops out on the night, and we're kind of like, what's up with that? So 1 week, me and Doug were getting ice cream, because he's a big bowl guy, too. We always compare our sundaes together. And he was like, why don't we have them bring these for the away games? I'm like, man, that's the greatest thing you could ever do. And so from then on out, they always brought two of the big salad bowls for me and Doug to have our big sundaes on away games.
All right, walk us through it. What is the Alex... Yeah, what does the Alex Singleton Sunday look like? Come on now. Walk us through it.
So, oh, okay. So I'm a very simple man. I'm a six scoop of vanilla ice cream. And then I'm a big sprinkle guy. So, first it's the crushed Oreos. We get crushed Oreos. I'll never do whole Oreos because it's a little tougher. So I do the crushed Oreos. Then I do the sprinkles, big rainbow sprinkle guy. So douse it, cover it, you know, make it look pretty. And then chocolate syrup. And then a little whipped cream on top.
Oh, yeah, you go all out. I like that. I like that. Crushed, what about...
Oh, yeah, Oreos. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. It's one day a week. You got to go big, right, as you said.
And they got Oreos. If they didn't have them, I wouldn't do them.
No?
Too much work?
Yeah, I'm not going to work for a Sunday.
No,
I'm going to...
Yeah. No one's
going to
do that.
You know, it's
got to be easy.
It's a pure, enjoyable situation.
That's unbelievable. You still come back to Calgary, talk to people. Obviously, you're close with Bo, but you still talk to many Stampeders. Do you make your way back to Calgary at all?
Oh, yeah. One, my girlfriend still lives there, so I got to go all the time or I get in trouble. Mm-hmm. But I love coming up. Except right now. I don't know if they would let me up.
Nope.
We'd see. It'd be like... It'd be like being a Canadian in the CFL. Maybe I'd make it back in because I am a citizen. But maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. It would be up for discussion.
Canadian, so probably not. You're a fake Canadian.
I know. That's what I wonder. I wonder if I'd make it. I might try. But, yeah, I talk to the guys all the time. Like Corey Greenwood, Charlie Power, Riley Jones, Rene Paredes. I mean, and, yeah, we've played poker online, like, 6 times in the last 2 weeks.
Nice.
So I'm talking about group chats and everything with all those guys.
Nice. Final one from me, because we know you were you built a bit of a relationship when you were playing here, and we know he's a diehard Eagle fan. What's your what's the latest in your relationship with Flame star Johnny Gaudreau?
Obviously, yeah. Anytime they've been anywhere on the road, I guess, for the last... whether it's in Philly or LA, I've happened to be home. So, you know, been able to go to the games, which has been sweet, courtesy of Johnny, which is always awesome. Get to go down after and say what's up. Usually bring my sister and my mom, which is fun. I think he's in Philly. We were planning kind of a big time summer. They were going to, have the Stanley Cup at home. He was going to be able to bring it out. We're going to have a good time. But, I don't know. I don't know now. I talked to him. I think when things were like starting to shut down, and was just like, what are you up to? And, obviously he's just back home in Jersey now, but yeah. So we're kind of just waiting to see, like everybody else, what, the plans are. NFL hasn't said anything about OTAs. Obviously we're a little delayed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hanging out. Just
yeah.
Waiting.
A little delayed. Yeah. Just a little. Croner, question for Alex Singleton.
Yes, I got a couple for you. One, with this whole virus thing going on, the NBA, NHL obviously shut down until further notice. NFL's delayed. How does that affect your training, your focus, kind of going into the season here? I know it could maybe a few bumps, or are you able to just kind of take it one day at a time?
At first it was kind of stressful. I was like, what are we supposed to do here? But I've just kind of started to go one day at a time. I just kind of have until they say something, until I'm just really doing whatever I can each day just to try to focus and not really stress about it. I'm trying to, it's so hard to not cheat on like a diet when your mom thinks Friday and Saturday nights you're supposed to order
exactly.
out dinner. So it's been tough, but day to day, I'm just trying to just do whatever I can to, focus, study, and, just get stronger for the season.
Good for you. And then just my last question too. I know you got a nice full head of hair. How long do you think it's going to be by the time we get out of this? How far down is it going to go?
Oh, right now I'm not even the head hair. That's the beautiful flow. That's been good. I've been growing a mustache since November, and my beard's been growing since January. So,
yikes.
I'm at a different, it's gross too. But now that it's quarantine, I was just like, well, now I'm not going to stop. So we're just going to see what happens. So if we're locked down until September, October, it's going to be gross. I might look like I live under a bridge. I might live under a bridge by then. We'll see.
Maybe it's a good thing you're not coming up to see the girlfriend. It's probably a good thing.
Oh, yeah. She sees me on FaceTime and is just like, I can't even see you smile anymore. It's just a mustache. And I'm like, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're upset about this?
Yeah, you're welcome.
I couldn't be more proud.
Well, man, it's good to talk to you. Appreciate you taking the phone call, setting the alarm. You've got a connection with Calgary fans, Stampeder fans. Everyone was so pumped when you got in, and to see that you were gonna play. It's tough when you know what it's like when you're a Stampeder fan and guys go to the NFL. It's tough to see them leave, but it's also tough if they don't play. You know, Mark and Michelle, great Stampeder, couldn't get on the field. It was almost a victory for everybody to see you get out there and be part of the highlight pack and making the tackles and celebrating like you do. So congrats on it. Keep it rolling. Be well. Take care of that sister of yours. Take care of your family, and we'll hopefully talk again soon.
Appreciate it. And yes, you know, love Calgary just as much back, if not more, a special place. Hopefully one day I have a house there and can just come back all the time.
Cool.
But, yes, thank you guys for having me. And anytime, even earlier next time, let's do 5 a.m., 4 a.m.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's too early for us. Hey, man, thanks. Talk soon.
Yep, see you guys.